The Buddha's democratization of karma attracted the attention and support of one class in particular. The merchants and traders who fueled the rise of Indian cities. According to the conventions of Brahmanism, contact with anyone outside your caste resulted in contamination. But of course, by definition, merchants were interacting with different people and different cultures the whole time. Now, Buddhism didn't have any kind of a problem with that. Some merchants felt disadvantaged by the caste system. The Buddha's inclusive message gave them a greater sense of place in society and channeled their aspirational instincts. The wealth of merchants, like good karma, was by its very nature meritocratic. It wasn't in some way preordained, it was won and accumulated through your own efforts. The Buddha's take on the ancient ideas of karma offered ordinary people a way to a better moral life. He helped to create the belief that action and intention in our everyday lives had real consequences. Coins like these were a brand new common denominator. Just as karma was now a kind of moral currency for Buddhism, it's easy to imagine how with things like these in your pocket, you could understand how you could secure future benefits by building up merit.